Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Does With Murph. Who's ready for this week's a GH recap? There was a ton of stuff we have to cover, so let's get started. I've got my lovely and talented co-host, Emily, with me. Hey, Em, what's up?
I'm doing my nails for the football game. Y'all, it's my last football game.
Awesome.
No, it's not awesome. It's kind of depressing.
Oh, man. Did you enjoy GH this week?
I did. I always enjoy GH because it's GH.
Exactly. Why don't you run down what happened this week, and then we'll discuss it.
That'd be great if I remembered what happened this week. I mean, I would run it down, like, from the website, except for the fact I didn't open it. So,
okay.
Let's see. Let me like, open it. You're putting a damper in my manicure.
Okay.
In case you're wondering. Okay, GH. I'm looking it up, y'all. Chill out. Bear with me. Not that anyone's listening, most likely, because they don't listen to us. We sucked. No, I'm just kidding. We don't suck. We're freaking amazing. Okay. It's loading. GH Happenings is really slow, guys. I'm sorry. You have to be.
Yep.
Hang on. There's a preview. Week of October 20th. Oh, that's not a preview. I already saw that. Dang. Yeah, it's Billy Miller. Okay, hang on. Signing. Did you see Ryan Pavey and William Devine on Tuesday? Because I missed it, but I watched Jason Thompson yesterday.
I saw about the last 10 or 15 minutes of it. It was okay.
I didn't see it, and I didn't know Ryan was on there today. I would, you guys know I would have recorded it because I wouldn't see it. Yeah. Ryan Pavey is something gorgeous and special. He is gorgeous. I don't know what anybody's talking about. Like, Ryan Pavey is flawless. Like, I don't know why the boys that I go to school with do not look like Ryan Pavey. Like, maybe we could date if you looked like Ryan Pavey. Guys, I'm not really this shallow. Like, it is loading. Still. It's really slow. How about we do Prime Performer while this loads?
Yeah. Let's do it. Who was your Prime Performer of the Week?
Mine? Donna Mills, because I don't need to explain.
Exactly.
Mills.
She's just Donna Mills. There's just no other way to say it.
Exactly.
My prime performer was two, actually. Well, three. Donna Mills, Michelle Stafford, and Sebastian Roche, and Jerry.
I was gonna say Michelle Stafford, but then I was like, Madeline.
I love seeing Jerry back. I mean, a lot of people. Huh?
I hate him. He's a jerk off. Oops, I can't do that one. I'll watch mine now.
Oh, well. Whatever. Has,
why do we care?
Has the site loaded yet?
Not putting the rating on. Okay, it's almost loaded. Oh, there's that picture of Laura and Donna. I like that picture. I saved it. Because I don't know if they're fabulous in that picture of Laura Wright and Donna Mills. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I don't know who looks more fabulous. I'm going to go with Donna Mills.
Oh, and
Donna Mills.
Another a prime performer that I really liked this week, especially today, was Roger Howarth.
He's freaking me out. Okay, I got it, finally. All right, Monday.
Okay.
Nina bribed Madeline into assisting her in stealing Nina's Ava's baby. Silas helped Ava, who thought she was going into labor, but she's not really going into labor. Olivia had a vision of Heather. Franco invites Heather to his wedding. Brad and Bobby tell Lucas he should follow his little life dreams or whatever the hell he wants to do. And then, let's see. Okay, Q says, we find out Ava's baby might be in danger. We don't really know. The secret Rosalie has been keeping was revealed by Nina. No, it wasn't. What was Rosalie's secret?
I have no idea.
They didn't say it.
They really didn't.
They said they were going to say it. Like, it was like, what's her secret? And then it came back from commercial, and she's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that's her secret. But they didn't tell us what it was, which annoyed me. CPW. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan keeps working on trying to find Nina. And Jordan considered telling TJ the truth because TJ and her got into a fight about her and Sean sleeping together and all that stuff, which none of TJ's business. I do not want to know who my mom was. So he said, you know, it's just like, I don't need to know what you do in your private time.
Exactly. I agree.
And so, let's see. Next up, on Wednesday, Julian cannot contain his whole, like, jealousy thing because he's Julian and he's an asshole. And so, wow, I can't believe I said that either. You need to censor me. So, let's just season it and all that. Yeah, anyway. Sam and Patrick talk about their little meeting, and then they share it with everyone else. And then, let's see. Sam and Patrick tell Alexis what happened. Tracy brings other people up to date, like everyone. Liz tells Jason more about, like, poor Charles and all that. And then Kiki tells Morgan that Michael is headed to PCPD. Then, let's see. On Thursday, Ned got some advice on him. Tracy took some desperate measures to get Liz back from Jerry. Jason has, like, a memory. And then he has, like, a visitor who is Carly. And then Alexis tries to keep Julian chilled out and, like, Julian and Ned get in a fight. And then today, a person, it says a surprising person is concerned about Ava. I don't know who that is. Franco and Nina sort of, like, got closer. And I thought they were going to kiss, and I was, like, on board with that.
I did, too, to be honest with you.
I was feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Some chemistry. But, you know, he has chemistry with everyone because he's
right, here. Exactly.
And then, let's see. Kiki tells Ava that someone's, like, looking for her. And then Sunny sees Connie's ghost. And she tells him to fight for Carly if he really wants her. Because if he loves her, he'll fight for her. You know, because that's mm-hmm. sappy and romantic. And I'm okay with it.
Right.
And then that's pretty much all.
Awesome. I thought someone was going to say.
Forgot what you were going to say.
Yeah, I did. I know what I was about to say. I think Carly knows Jake isn't really Jake because did you see the way they interacted? They did. Did you see that?
Yeah, she can tell that she knows him and she doesn't know who he is. I just want her to figure it out. Like I said before, I'm more excited for Carly to have her best friend back than I am for Sam to have her husband back.
Right.
Because who doesn't love Carly and Jason? Don't answer that, anybody. That's rhetorical. I don't need to know.
Exactly. Me either.
Question, Kim. I'm so pale. What is wrong with me? I just looked in the computer screen, and it, like, went black, and I could, like, see my reflection and I, like, glow in the door.
Wow.
I'm so bright, guys. I'm going to be at the football game tonight, and they're not going to need light, because I'll be there. I'll be, like, glowing in the dark.
Okay.
Yeah. You know it's true. You know I'm white. So pale.
No comment.
He knows.
No comment.
He knows. Somebody can vouch.
Yep.
I'm pale. Look at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he knows.
Exactly.
Okay, so what should we talk about? Because we've still got 27 minutes.
Yeah, we do.
And we're pretty much done.
Basically.
How about
there is something. What now?
How about some GH gossip?
Oh, yeah. I look up some spoilers and down the road stuff.
I'm
and we can.
I
yeah.
They were for this week, so there's no new one yet that I have seen. Okay. Scrolling.
Right. Look at rumor reveal.
Scrolling. This thing's really slow. Hey. Victoria's Secret has a $10 long sleeve tee. Okay, anyway, it was an ad. You know how when you view things it makes some ads on your Google.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was like scrolling. Y'all remember the last time we did it, I was shopping online, but it tells me that if you buy a bra, you get a free $10, not free, but you get a discount. You get a $10 long sleeve shirt. And they're expensive. That's a good deal anyway. Mm. All right. Oh, this is not, they haven't posted any new rumor mill.
Wow.
This is the 17th since I read last Friday.
That's interesting.
That's, I wanted to know. Okay, let's go back to the spoilers. Maybe there's some new spoilers. There has to be something.
Mm-hmm.
Can't keep us in the dark. Although November sweeps is coming. They may be keeping us in the dark.
In the dark for that.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Okay. There you guys go.
Oh.
I'm saying hello for the first time.
Oh.
We're in the only time.
Tony Geary's back.
He is indeed.
Yes, he is.
We should have weekdays with Murph karaoke sometime.
What brought this on?
I don't know. I'm just waiting for the page to load. No, because I just like saying it's beginning to look a lot like Sweetness, and then I was like, that's the only time y'all ever going to hear me sing on the show. And I was like, oh my goodness, we should totally have weekdays with her. Actually, I was thinking about it the other day, and I forgot to tell you.
While you're waiting for the page to load, I wanted to mention Tuesday's show, okay?
Okay.
At Tuesday's show, we have a lovely and talented Miss Kristen Burt back on the show with us to discuss the season so far of Dancing with the Stars.
And take off, just in general, because Kristen and I are tight guys, and we talk.
Exactly, so are we, so.
Yeah, so we're all tight, so we're probably just going to end up with Austin.
We follow each other on Instagram, too, so.
Yeah, she followed me on, she doesn't follow me on Twitter, but she follows me on Instagram. Yeah, Kristen,
yeah.
I'm talking to you. Hit me with a follow back. She follows like 800 people. She could seriously follow me. Just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
She follows me on
but
Twitter,
anyway.
Though.
Huh?
Oh, great. Now Adobe, she follows me on Instagram, not Twitter. Now Adobe wants me to update so the page will work. I'm not about this life.
I hate those Adobe updates.
I hate Adobe, period. It's a pain in my butt. I don't need it. Quit
exactly.
To me, Adobe.
What's
Adobe
the point of it?
Me. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, if somebody could tell me why Adobe exists, that'd be nice. And if Adobe
exactly.
I'm going to be really irritated.
Hmm.
Did you know how to tweet define and then a word? Urban Dictionary will tweet you with a definition?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I tweeted define Luke and Laura, and the Luke and Laura fans were tweeting me, and I was like, stop. No. Stop in there. They were tweeting me, and they're like, Luke and Laura is. And I'm like, no, stop. That's not what I wanted. I wanted Urban Dictionary. Okay, it's loading. I had to start over because of the stupid Adobe thing.
Wow.
But now we're good. We're almost there. I'm almost down to the page where you click the next page button on this stupid thing. Do you know on General Hospital happening?
Nope.
That's why you don't understand.
Probably.
There it goes. It would take you off. Just try it once, and you'd be, like, undone. I'm still trying to take my nail polish off. I wore red nail polish, and it stained my nails red. I look like I've been clawing at somebody.
Ouch.
I'm a killer. Oh, my God. I don't need your ads. You stupid thing. I just want to read spoilers.
Who's
that running me here all day?
Probably.
Well, you know. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving up on the manicure. It's not going to happen today.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. No, it has to happen. I'm not going without my nails done.
Mm.
It's not like I will not go. My nails.
I know you too well not to know that.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you too well.
I don't have manicure. I'm not going.
Exactly. I know you too well.
I'll tell people, like, people are like, you want to go somewhere? I'll look and see if I have a manicure. If I don't have a manicure, nope, not going. That's truly how it is. If you invite me to go out somewhere, I will look at my nails, and if I don't have time to do them or they're not done, it's not happening. I ain't about the unmanicured life.
I ain't about that life.
I ain't about that life. Okay, I'm almost there. Spoilers. Okay, Sean and Jordan get in a fight over TJ, which will probably end up with them in bed because that's how people fight on soap operas.
Who?
Sean and Jordan. Rachel receives conflicting information the morning of the wedding.
Wow.
Can Franco trust Heather to go through with the plan? What impact could she possibly have on Sonny's plan? Carla Motti says he has some hope for Sam and Silas, and for now. But he says she's also becoming closer to Patrick. In other words, they're just going to have a threesome.
Pretty much.
He's just asking for somebody to do it. You know it, right? He's
wanting, oh, yeah.
He wants to have enough TV. He wants somebody to have a threesome. And I don't really care. One is good enough for me. Anyway, Jordan's real role may be revealed to the citizens of Port Charles during November. Madeline and Nina plot out the details of their baby snatching. Okay, wow. Nina's crazy comes out in a big way. Morgan thinks someone is watching the brownstone. Will Sonny tell Morgan the truth? Anna and Dante make a determination as to who was Aiden's killer and put the case to close. Duke worries his provision of a fake alibi will be uncovered. As rumored, Liz offers her home to Jason as he continues his recovery. Lord Ashton, is his first name Lord, or is he like a Lord?
He's like a symbolic Lord, you know.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it kind of is, but whatever.
He makes himself useful, and we learn what happened to Faison. Fun fact, Tristan Rogers, his contract at Wyatt R was open, is up sometime this month, and if we're talking Faison, maybe we could be talking Robert and Anna, maybe.
Right.
Week of October 27th, I'm scrolling. Maxie and Nathan are determined they'll be together. The new Sam receives will rock her world and not in a good way regarding Danny. Nina's plans get underway. Shots are fired on Carly and Franco's wedding day. Let's see. Kiki tells Michael another falsehood, also known as a lie, in normal people terms. Maxie and Nathan seek out Diane's advice and assistance regarding the judge. Tracy awaits Luke's release. Sam fills Patrick in on the latest information. Sam reaches out to Silas after receiving terrible news. Julian and Alexis comfort Sam. Jordan and Sean are in a precarious position. That means they're having sex.
Basically.
Joss will seek out Spencer to avoid attending Carly's wedding, and they will plot to keep Emma and Cameron apart. This will play out on Beggar's Night, which is like the night before Halloween. Bobby says Carly for a girl's night just prior to the wedding. She reminds Carly it's not too late to change her mind. Oh, so Carly and her mom are having a bachelor party? Bachelorette party?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Spencer lets Carly in on a secret about Franco as wedding guests begin to arrive. Franco drops the bombshell. Week of November 3rd, gunshot. Mm-hmm. That's literally says gunshot. After the wedding, Michael goes looking for answers. Nina goes over the edge mentally. Michael is caught off guard. Ava's baby is put in danger. Ava shares something unexpected with Nina. Will Sonny be able to overcome the fallout? Duke's previous favor for Sonny comes back to bite him. Michael ends up at Sonny's. Anna makes an unexpected and risky choice. Nathan and Silas search for Nina. Ava encounters a threat. Franco's next move will take some by surprise, especially if he's caught up in the situation. Duke and Anna's relationship is in serious trouble. Tony Geary returns taping Monday, November 3rd. His first season involved two day players. Andrews Hove. Back taping starting October 14th. He will be interacting with Helena over at Jason Sam, Nicholas Fritz, and an actor by the name of Rob Derringer. And also, can we just take a moment for the fact that I can read Jason and Sam these days? Good days. What's happening?
Before we move on, there's one bit of news and two birthdays I need to mention. Okay?
Oh, okay.
The bit of news is Roger Howarth has landed himself a recurring role on I forget the name of the show. I think it's Flash or something.
I have no idea. I know he got it. I just don't know what the show is called.
Congrats on him. Congrats to him for that.
I would love to have him on this show. I feel like Rob the Ho would be fun.
Oh, yeah. And also, a couple of birthdays I need to mention. A Sunday, actually, is Ashley Lissette's birthday. But, you know, we had Ashley on the show a couple of weeks ago. Emma.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you were asking me a question. I thought you were just saying we had her on.
No.
I got you. Sorry.
Hey, you remember that?
I do.
So, happy birthday, Ashley. And the next day is, that's the 26th, and the 27th is...
I love you. Well, I thought you were like, the next day is the 26th.
And the next day on the 27th is Brian Craig's birthday. So, happy birthday,
guess
Brian.
That's what my Coca-Cola bottle said today.
Yep.
It said, my Coca-Cola bottle said, share Coke with Morgan today.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share Coke with Morgan, but Morgan's fictional.
Exactly. Morgan's fictional character, so there you go.
But he's hot. But he's not as hot as Tyler Christopher. Sorry, Brian, but maybe when you're his age, you'll look that good. He's pretty awesome.
Oh, you and Tyler Christopher. Oh, Lord.
Oh, guess what I want for Christmas? Weekdays and Thursdays listeners. Take a listen. Y'all should send me.
Please don't tell me Tyler Christopher.
Tony and I work hard to bring you guys these shows that you send us presents. No, I want to tell they have a teddy bear on Cafe Fresh. It says, and has a t-shirt on that says, I love Nicholas Cassidy.
I knew that was coming.
I don't need it. I want it. I don't need it.
I knew that was coming.
Are you judging?
Not at all.
You might as well not be.
Not at all.
What else do we have to talk about? Because you feel like we're beating a dead horse here.
Exactly. Let's see. Do you have anything else?
I don't know. Like, I don't really know. What should we talk about?
Let's just in the madness right here.
All right, one thing, guys, if you text or call or FaceTime or whatever with me, I got a new phone number, so tweet me or something, and I will give it to you. I'm not
exactly
sure if we tweet out because that's not safe, but if we text, talk, tweet, whatever, let me know,
mm-hmm.
and I'll my number to you, or tell Cody if you need it, and he will give it to you. Cody doesn't
man. Oh, and there's one thing I did want to talk about. My blog, Murph's Musings, there's been a few changes to it. I tweeted out the link earlier.
It got a makeover.
Yep, it got a makeover, didn't it?
Yep, I need to do mine. I want to do mine for fall colors.
Yeah, so Murph Musings got a makeover, and
Emily posted a new blog post. Y'all should go and read it.
Oh, yes, she did, and I commented on it. So
about Cody, it's called "Not Everyone You Meet on the Internet Is a Serial Killer."
Not everyone you meet is a serial killer. This is
true.
Well,
I kept telling my friends that not everybody on the internet is a serial killer.
Right.
And that was big enough for her, so,
mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, for the record, the other night, Megan was in trouble. I don't remember what she did. But my parents were like, Megan, you need to stop with the internet people. Like, you need to hang out with us more because you never do, and you're never going to meet those people anyway. And they're not really your friends. They're just random internet people you play a game with. And Megan was like, really? Because Emily met Cody on Twitter, and my mom was like, whoa, that's different. She, like, took up for the man. I was like, that's totally
funny.
A different situation. We don't just play a video game. We have a radio show and a social.
But we do business.
Yeah, there you go. We work together.
Yes,
we do business. Makes us sound like an escort service. We're not gonna say that. I kind of said that
okay.
Before, so escort. So we're gonna go with the term escort.
Okay.
It's polite.
Yes, it is.
No,
and slightly creepy, like, but whatever.
I don't think it's creepy. I think we're amazing.
Oh Lord. I think I'm gonna. I'll let you go and put the listeners out of their misery.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I'll talk to you later, girl.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our Jake recap. What a little of a recap it was. As I said, a Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, that's 5 p.m. for you Central Timers, 4 p.m. Mountain Time, and 3 p.m. Pacific Time, we have the lovely and talented Miss Kristen Bart joining us back on the show again to discuss the current season of Dancing with the Stars and just generally hang out with us for about 30 minutes. So y'all don't want to miss that. And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.